Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Been a while, Tim. Good morning.
Been a while. Good to see you, John.
We didn't get you back on here much more often. Good weekend for you and all Lion fans.
Fantastic weekend. Two postseason clinched and a long Sunday, but I'll take those every time if it means volleyball and football are headed to the postseason.
Let's talk first about volleyball. Second seed in the South Central Regional after winning the Lone Star Conference Championship at Tarleton State over the weekend, but going to Tarleton State now, and they're the number one seed.
It's by a fraction of a hair. You know, that head-to-head during the regular season, we had two tightly contested regular season matches with them and dropping a five-set match there in Stephenville, losing in four here. And that head-to-head tiebreaker, even though we have the most recent victory, they still beat us 2-1 because every other column, strength of schedule, opponent strength of schedule, record in region, all the things the committee looks at, slight edge to the Texan. So we'll head over to Stephenville. Thankfully, we played nine matches there this year between a preseason tournament and our regular season matches in the conference tournament. So it is a very familiar surrounding for us.
So they won twice in the regular season?
Tarleton beat us twice. That was the difference. If we had split the regular season, we'd have seven other teams coming to Commerce this week.
I see. And so is that what you expected, more or less, going
in? It is. Yeah. It is. It actually is. And there was a chance that just because of that was such a quality win late in the year, but you still can't take away.
Yeah.
Well, because then you're discrediting what the regular season means.
Well, so. Right. That was, now, I don't want to get into it, but long before you came here in 2005, a situation in men's basketball where I think we beat them three times during the season and didn't have to play them again in a NCAA playoff game. That was not great. But they will play the seventh seed Angelo State Thursday, whom obviously you've seen.
We did, yep, and we split with them during the regular season, also lost at their place and got a good win over them here. And, you know, now everybody's 0-0. It's survive in advance because the next one you lose is the last one. And so I think everybody's going to have their A game. Angelo's going to be ready for us because they didn't get a shot at us in the conference tournament because they got upset by Kingsville in the first round. So yeah, but I am looking forward to our volleyball team having a long stay in Stephenville.
And then if they win out there, then they would go to Pittsburgh. Is that right?
Correct. The eight regional winners from around the country go to what's called the Elite Eight, and that this year it's the first weekend in December in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, we're talking with Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director, and Lions volleyball team will be in the NCAA Regional at Tarleton coming up this weekend. Football, again in the playoffs, sixth seed in the region, and they'll be at Minnesota Duluth on Saturday. Has the kickoff time been set for that?
It is 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m., that's Central Time.
Yes.
Well, I looked at the forecast, sunny and 23.
Yeah, and with the north wind at about 13 coming off of Lake Superior.
Oh,
so
man.
I have two layers on right now. I'm going to have about four on Saturday. And I'll tell you, you brought up what happened to volleyball with that razor-thin margin on the 1-2 selection. I started my first of three-year term on the Football Regional Advisory Committee, and that's a whole other 6 minutes in itself. But the human element there came into play quite a bit because if you notice yesterday, not only when we got off of our regional call, there were still three possibilities of where we might be playing. I felt like it was Duluth. There was a chance it could have been Colorado Mines in that three spot. You're splitting hairs. The unique thing, we had three undefeated teams in our region, and no other region had that. Mm-hmm. So you had Minnesota State, Mankato, who we're familiar with from last year, Tarleton State, who we're obviously very familiar with, and Minnesota Duluth. So that 1-2-3, but then right behind them, you had Colorado Mines and Colorado Pueblo, who we're also familiar with, and they're both 10-1 with higher strength of schedule. So there was a lot of dice rolling yesterday and a lot of conversation about that 1-7. And Midwestern State and Azusa Pacific were right there on the 7-8 line. And coming out of it, you know, obviously Texas A&M Kingsville head coach Darren Wilkinson and I on the regional committee were strong advocates for Midwestern State. But unfortunately, at the end, quality wins ended up, I think, coming into play there for them.
Yeah. The seventh seed, Azusa Pacific, is at Tarleton. Now, you would need Azusa Pacific to beat Tarleton to have any chance of a home playoff game.
Yeah, my dream bracket for a home playoff game is for us to go up to Minnesota, get one, and get back to the warmth of Texas as quick as possible, and then have that seventh seed Azusa come in. Not that we don't want to see our conference have success, but I'd much rather play Thanksgiving weekend in Commerce than somewhere on the road.
So that's how that would work if Azusa Pacific beat Tarleton State and you won in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Next week would be at Commerce.
Yeah, the nice thing about that side of the bracket, John Mark, it we're not going to have to get on an airplane week two. If we're fortunate to win on Saturday against a very good Minnesota Duluth team, we will either go to Stephenville, so a lot of our fans can make the trip, and obviously we'll put together some packages for that. But then also, the alternative is to host the game because the lower seed has the home field.
Yeah, that's a good. That's nice.
The second round's a good draw if we can get past the first one.
Right. Well, good luck on with volleyball and football.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Tim McMurray, athletic director at A&M Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.